Good day, fellow kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Monday, January 8, 2024. The synoptic station of the Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical, and Astronomical Services Administration, or PAGASA, here has warned of further drop in temperature until the end of February. Temperature readings in the city range between 15 to 25.2 degrees Celsius from January 1 to 7, the same forecast for January 8 to 12. Santos attributed the temperature drop to the northeast monsoon, mainly due to the wind coming from Siberia, which at this time of the year experiences winter. In 2023, the lowest temperature here is 10 degrees Celsius, recorded on February 16, 2023. Historical data showed that the lowest temperature in the summer capital is 6.3 degrees Celsius on January 18, 1961. Following a rollback last week, pump prices are set to increase on Tuesday. In separate advisories, Caltex, Clean Fuel, Jetty, Petrogas, PTT, C-Oil, and Shell said they will increase gasoline and diesel prices by 0.10 peso centavos per liter. Caltex, C-Oil, and Shell will also add 0.10 centavos per liter for kerosene prices. Other firms are expected to follow suit. With the expected price hike, diesel prices were still lower by 25 centavos per liter than its last price in 2023, and kerosene prices were still lower by 1.30 pesos per liter. Gasoline prices remained steady. With the price adjustments last week, price range from for gasoline stood at 53 pesos and 20 centavos to 77 pesos 0.30 centavos per liter, 50 pesos 49 centavos to 78 pesos and 81 centavos per liter for diesel, and from 70 pesos and 64 centavos to 82 pesos 3 centavos per liter for kerosene. Last week, the World Bank said global oil prices have remained volatile due to geopolitical conflict. It said the possibility of extension or increasing of output cuts by Saudi Arabia and Russia will boost upside risk to the global oil market. World Bank data showed the average global oil price declined to $78 per barrel in December 2023, lower than $94 in September 2023. The National Grid Corporation of the Philippines, NGCP, continues to be in the hot seat over the recent Western Visayas blackout, which also prompted lawmakers to look into legislative franchise. After filing on Monday on a resolution seeking to probe the blackout, Senate Deputy Minority Leader Risa Ontiveros said should the investigation reveal gross negligence and incompetence in the system operations of NGCP, then Congress should commence a review of NGCP's concession agreement and ultimately its 25-year legislative franchise. Our proposed Senate Resolution Number 890 calls for an extensive inquiry into the power outage which affected households throughout Panay and Guimaras amid reports of inaction and lack of real-time information from NGCP during the incident. Ontiveros, who hails from Panay, note that the effectiveness of all protocols such as the Department of Energy's mechanisms during incidents like simultaneous and unplanned power plant shutdowns should be also reviewed and strengthened. Meanwhile, Senator Sherin Gatchelian emphasized the importance of continuous review of NGCP's franchise, citing more issues in NGCP like delayed projects, foreign managers, and lack of ancillary reserve. The lawmaker noted that the outage could have been avoided if the Mindanao Visayas and Cebu Negros Panay interconnections were already upgraded by the NGCP. The 14th Congress grant NGCP franchise last 2008 to manage and operate power transmission facilities across the country, which was signed into law by then former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. The Armed Forces of the Philippines on Monday said the death of ranking New People's Army official Martin Colima during a clash with government troops in Borongan City, Samar, will further highlight the growing leadership crisis in the insurgency movement. Colima, also known as Moki, is reportedly the Secretary of Sub-Regional Committee Sesame of NPA's Eastern Visayas Regional Party Committee. The NPA leader was killed following an encounter with soldiers at the remote area of Barangay San Gabriel, Borongan City. Meanwhile, AFP spokesperson Colonel Medel Aguilar said the neutralization of ranking NPA leaders like Colima signals the end of the NPA. In 2023, the AFP announced that it has dismantled 8 NPA guerrilla fronts aside from weakening 14 others. Last year, the military also neutralized 1,399 members of communist and local terrorist groups, seizing 1,751 firearms of the communist movement. Meanwhile, the National Task Force to End Local Communist Armed Conflict, NTF-LCAC, said the neutralization of Colima should serve as an eye-opener for the remaining insurgents to lay down their arms, peacefully surrender, and avail the government's amnesty program. He also called the remaining members of Colima's group to peacefully surrender and abandon the senseless armed struggle so as not to suffer the same fate like what happened to their leader. He also said the CPP-NPA should accept the fact that in Samar, every single barangay liberated by the government from their clutches through the whole-of-nation and whole-of-government approach has been transitioning to become a haven of peace wherein economic development is being effectively spurred by the government. Torres said the NTF-LCAC, through the cohesive leadership of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the NPA scourge in the country will be totally eliminated. He also expressed hope strongly that all the weakened guerrilla fronts will be dismantled within this year. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has advised incumbent President Joe Biden to restructure his campaign, fearing a resurgence of Donald Trump, a potential Republican opponent for his second term in office. Obama expressed concern about the potential resurgence of former President Trump during a private lunch with Biden at the White House in recent months. According to a Wall Street Journal report published on Saturday, citing information from three people familiar with the discussions, Obama suggests to Biden's advisors that the campaign should entrance its organizational structure by either sending more high-level decision-makers to its headquarters in Delaware or granting the existing campaign staff the autonomy to make decisions without requiring prior approval from the White House, the WSJ said in the report. The report did not name any specific individuals Obama suggests for hiring, but he did mention David Plourpe, his 2008 campaign manager, as an example of strategies who could help the Biden campaign. During the 2020 campaign, Obama actively supported Biden by creating videos, endorsing him, and organizing events across the country. Join us again tomorrow for another news update. Every daily, Monday to Friday. That's it for now. I'm Shankel B. Flores. Good night and God bless.